B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Well, hello there. Is this Stan?
Yes, it is. This is Stan. Who's this?
Well, hi, Stan. My name is Rick Rochelle. How are things in sunny Florida today?
They're going very well, Rick. You calling from outside the Florida area?
I am calling you from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
What can I do? You call the radio station.
We're just wrapping down the work day here, but I wanted to make sure that I fit you in. I'm with customer service and fraud prevention, and we think we've got some unauthorized activity, so we won't take a look at it.
What, on my account?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you let me know.
And
I guess there's good reason when you fill out those things that where they want a home, a cell, and work number.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We want to make sure that we are talking to you. I believe I am.
You are. Rick is your first name?
Yes, just for identification purposes. Can I have the last four of your social, please?
The last, sure. 2367.
Okay, and that's you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. What is this in regards to?
Well, this is in regard to some credit card activity.
I know. I'd like to know.
Have you noticed anything odd lately on your account?
I haven't checked my statement, but I have the credit card warning thing. My bank usually notifies me if something is awry on my credit cards, and nothing's popped up. I haven't gotten an email or a warning on my phone.
Okay, because what I'm seeing here...
You're seeing. What is this in regards to? You're calling me at work. My bank hasn't notified me, but you're in Arkansas telling me that there's some problem with fraud?
Well, okay, sir. If you're not concerned with fraudulent activity on your account...
Tell me what it is. Are you a bank? Are you my bank? What are you?
I am in the customer service fraud unit, and we try and help people where maybe things are going on without their knowledge.
Okay. And, what's going on? You know it's me.
Well, sir, have you recently purchased an item, and it looks to me like this may be a recurring charge of three easy payments of $33.33?
Three easy payments of $33.33. I do get some stuff from time to time.
Let me look it up here. This appears to be lock-in lid.
Yeah. I saw the infomercial. Lock-in lid. Yes,
well,
I did buy that.
Somebody is trying to run a scam on you because it shows they are trying to reverse that charge and return the lock-in lids against your knowledge.
Oh, no, I want the lock-in lids. I ordered them. I haven't even gotten them yet. What are you talking about? Return my lock-in lids? It's a 27-piece set. Stackable.
For three easy payments, and someone is attempting to cancel that sale and deprive you of your lock-in lid.
Well, can you push it through? Is it my bank that's trying to stop it? You're not a shady company. It looked legitimate on TV. I picked eggplant. It's the eggplant covers.
Oh, the eggplant is beautiful.
With the clear bottom. They got the 2-quart, the 1-quart, the half quart, the quarter quart, and then they got a bunch of these small ones if I want to keep my dressing in there.
I love those little tiny ones where you can put your salad dressing.
The salad dressing.
You can put a little horseradish in there.
Yep, Parmesan
cheese.
You can put a scoop
of mayonnaise.
Yep, that's exactly what it says.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Because I wouldn't normally know what to do with one of those. And then the lady on the TV, the fat one with the gummy smile and the chef's apron on where she's not really a chef.
She's delightful. Yep. Yes, we love her. Yeah. We love her.
But I did order
them. The thing is, they're stackable.
They are stackable, so when you put them in your cupboard, they easy storage.
Yes, and they're dishwasher safe and dog food safe.
And BPA free.
That's right. And so it's perfectly healthy. You can put dog food in one of these things.
Yeah. You know, if you're on a drive.
Because a lot of them, if you don't look at the label and see is this dog food approved, you throw it out.
Yep. Now, am I getting my lock and lids or not?
Unfortunately, this has now been escalated.
Now, what is the problem with my order?
Well, the problem with your order is that it's already being processed.
Good.
Under the fraud division.
What do you mean under the fraud division? I paid for it. Three easy payments, $33.99. Is that what it is?
$33.33, sir. But what's happened is someone fraudulently represented to that company that that you, Stan, did not want the product and wanted a refund.
No, I did not say that. I want the... I thought you represent the company. You're not my bank.
I do. I'm with the Customer Protection and Fraud Division.
How is it?
Unfortunately, what's happened is that is now on lockdown, and that transaction is being looked at.
For what?
Unfortunately, that means you can't have your lock-in lids.
Do I get my money back? I'll go and get a reorder.
No, because... because it's under dispute. You just disputed it. So
I didn't dispute it. I didn't. And you know what? This sounds like, how did you know what the eggplant lock and lids were?
Sir, let's see if we can make this all go away.
I'd like it to all to go away. Is this going to affect my credit?
I can't make any guarantee on that.
Okay.
How these things work. You know, they've got their formulas.
Can I, I talk to your supervisor?
I am the supervisor, sir.
You are the supervisor.
I am the supervisor of customer service and fraud protection for Lock and Lid.
And your name is Rick Rochelle.
That is correct.
From Arkansas.
For your protection, the fraud protection division is located off campus.
Okay, so the lock and lids aren't even made in your town in Arkansas.
You know, I don't know where they... I imagine a Chinaman probably makes them.
So where do I leave? I'm not can't order new ones. You're not sending those to me.
Here's the problem. The eggplant was so popular because it was a special TV offer of three easy payments of $33.33. That offer was only good for that specific time while the lady with the gummy smile was on.
Is there a way then we can get this off of lockdown if I just say I don't want that and I can go with the cranberry color lid and the clear bottom?
We don't have the eggplant. We don't have the cranberry. What I have available here is puce. P-U-C-E. Puce. I imagine that'd be close to an eggplant.
I'm not entirely familiar
with it.
And don't you have like the regular black ones, the black lids? I guess they was called ebony. The ebony.
Ebony. Let me look. Ebony. 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 We don't have ebony. I might have one set of midnight.
What about sea green?
Sea green.
Yep. What about that? Got any of that?
I have green grass.
What about everybody's favorite because they're the hottest, the red? You got it in the red, rose red?
Well, that should be simple. Rose red.
There we go. And then just send that to me. I just want the damn thing. I don't care what freaking color it is. If you can't get me the eggplant. What?
It says the closest match to that is something called macaroon.
Can you send me the macaroon and get me off lockdown?
Okay. We can do the macaroon.
Okay.
That's no problem.
Yep.
This isn't going to have quite as many pieces because there were a lot of bonus pieces with the fat gummy lady.
Yes, there was. There were extra locking lids, and it had also the zip-up carrying case.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't offer those bonuses.
Then do I get a refund? Do I get a refund on that?
No, but we can send you the puce.
Puce?
Now, how many pieces were in the
27. 27, including the carrying case.
Well, there's no carrying case, but I can get you a 13-piece set of the puce.
For the same price.
For three easy payments of $49.99.
That's more! I get 27 pieces!
Sir, That is $20 off of the suggested manufacturer retail.
That's if I went to a store and bought each piece individually. That's what they told me. I get 27 pieces. If I went to a store, I'd expect to pay over $300 for this cheap plastic.
You know what? You're right.
It's got a silicone seal on the inside that's dishwasher safe.
And pet friendly.
And pet friendly. You can put that bad dog food in one of them.
Absolutely.
All right.
It is dog food approved.
Yeah. When am I getting
it? You know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Make it right.
We're not going to do 11 pieces for three easy payments of
$49.99. You said 13 pieces. I was supposed to get 27, and now you're saying 11.
Oh, look at this.
What?
We just got a 19-piece set of cranberry that's come available, evidently on a return.
I don't want a returned item. I want 27 pieces for three easy payments of $33.33. Yes.
Hold on.
You hold on. How can you go and sell this stuff on TV and then you don't have it and then you bait and switch me?
Sir, if you can just be easy with me, I just had to hit refresh here on my keyboard. It takes just a second.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. You're not going to believe this.
What's that?
Oh, now this somebody just returned.
I don't want returns.
There's only one of them.
What?
It hadn't been opened.
Oh, okay.
Whoever they sent it to didn't want it.
What? Okay. What is it?
I don't even think it left the building.
What?
Oh, this is... Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I feel so good now.
Full set with eggplant.
Ah!
And with the carrying case.
Yes!
And all of your bonuses.
Just send it right out. We're all good.
All righty. We can fix this right now for three easy payments of
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stand and hate it. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
sheriff for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Yeah.
Like it? Percocet? Oxycontin?
I don't like that part in there.
96.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Let me get this taken care of right off the bat. I got an email here, and I got product.
You got product?
Well, let me tell
you. What color?
A couple of days ago.
What color is the product?
Black.
Oh, you got it.
What?
You're just referring to the opening bit.
Oh, the lock and lids?
Yeah, you're
I've had those.
Very particular about the color on those.
Yeah, five-piece. $67.99.
You got it paid off yet?
Nope. One more payment to go. Got this email earlier in the week. And this is nice. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is your friend Ty out in Los Angeles. Don't worry, you guys already gave me a stick pin. Just wanted to let you know that I ordered you both some LA Kings NHL gear. Understanding that your NHL allegiances may be elsewhere, they're really not. After the Whalers left, I'm not devoted to any NHL team.
Well, I kind of am.
Who? Well, the Panthers.
Panthers, Hurricanes, Lightning, Bruins. Was there another team?
No, you did the Bruins, the Lightning, the Panthers. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, that's where my allegiance would be.
Hopefully you will still be able to wear the gear. Anyways, the gear is a modest gift, but hopefully you will enjoy them. As always, love you guys. Love the broadcast. Your loyal friend in Los Angeles, Ty. He got us LA King t-shirts.
Well, that's nice of him.
And here's yours.
Oh, I like how you gave me a locker room toss there.
And he knew our size. Jumbo.
Oh, hell yeah. You know who's going to be jelly?
Who?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. Because he's L.A. born and bred.
No, he's not.
I know he's not, but he keeps talking about... Was he born in Florida?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
But L.A.'s his home. L.A.'s his lady.
L.A.'s what permanently screwed him.
Yeah, and he still talks fondly of it. Well, he can't fit into that. That's a little too big for him.
I would guess if Dave had grown up in Jacksonville instead of Los Angeles, he'd be a different person.
Oh, I don't know. Jacksonville's a pretty shady town.
It's nothing compared to Los Angeles.
It's a different kind.
Where Dave goes to elementary school and learns how he thinks a Hispanic gangbanger should act, and that's how he should be.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. I was talking to my wife last night. She was talking about her...
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah. I talked to her once in a while.
You still talk to her?
Yeah. I'm just bracing it
you
myself.
Mean post-marriage?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, what time's your mother coming?
Oh.
Wait a second. So I was talking to her.
Me and my wife.
That has not been my experience, Dan. Once the wedding's over, generally communication comes to a standstill.
Communicate better than ever with my wife.
Me and my wife.
Just waiting for her mother to come.
But are ridiculously happy.
Yeah, well, I'm good.
Until her mother comes.
Mother. But she was telling me, when she was growing up in New Jersey, that her sister went over to the... Maybe
don't bother asking him. He doesn't know anything about New Jersey. He just grew up there.
He said, maybe Rob knows this town.
No, he won't. I've yet to hear him answer a single question about New
Jersey. Yeah, every time we ask him about New Jersey, I don't know. What exit? I don't know. Only guy I know that doesn't know the damn exit signs in New Jersey. Where are you from? Exit whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What exit were you?
He doesn't know.
One.
Exit one.
The beginning of the Atlantic City Expressway.
I don't think that counts. It's the Jersey Turnpike. And then it's the Garden State Parkway. You're familiar with those two?
Yeah, I'm off one of them.
Those are located in New Jersey.
Yes, they are.
Just for your information.
So,
didn't he go to, when he went to school, he was the only white kid or something?
Yeah, he went into a hood, he worked in a
Atlantic City high school.
Went to a hoodlum city.
I'm just curious, how did your white privilege serve you there?
Oh, it didn't even exist.
What do you mean? Of course it exists. We all know it exists.
Yeah, we've been told that.
You just had to run. You'd have to run from class to class in the hallways because you didn't want to get beat up.
Well, we were just talking about how swift he is when he wants to run. You ran like a deer.
Like a sprite.
Quick.
So I'm ass talking her, and she told me the story of when her sister turned 16, got the car, and drove to, now, I don't know, that's why I was asking Rob, but you're right, the well's dry on Jersey information there.
He was too busy fighting for his life.
Yeah, drove to the city of Chrome, New Jersey.
Boy, that sounds pleasant.
It isn't. And I guess her mom and dad had to go find
her. Now, is it chrome like the metal or chrome like the chrome detention camp in Miami?
I don't know. How is it spelled there, Jersey boy?
C-H-R-O-M-E.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I bet you there's a lot of car shows.
It's an unincorporated community located within a town in Middlesex County.
Yeah. Thank you.
Middlesex County. What exit is that?
I have no idea. You're not familiar with that. But I guess that those really hard streets. Now, I talk to people who talk about, Miami and Orlando.
So the parents had to retrieve her from Chrome.
Yeah, because she was hanging out with a bad element. And they dragged her out of there. Don't you dare go into Chrome again. So same thing with Dave. I don't care if it's Los Angeles. I don't care if it's Jacksonville. He'd get messed up with the wrong crowd. And I've been told, Jacksonville, one of your nastier cities in Florida. That's what I've been told.
By who?
The people on the street.
You don't hang out on the street.
I think crime level in Jacksonville's quite high.
So you're saying,
if Dave stayed in Jacksonville, he would have turned just as sour in a different way.
Because remember, Duval County, it's all Jacksonville, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying that huge geographic area is basically like nothing but one large crime manor?
No. You can go to Los Angeles and find nice sections there that you're not going to get too roughed up in. Need I tell you where your Hollywoods live?
But that takes a tremendous amount of money.
Yes, it does. And the same thing with any city that you live in. And so he's born in Jacksonville. He would have found the seedy part of town. He would have found his chrome.
Yeah, you know, California's weird. One day we can tell our grandkids, back in our day, not one but two Republican governors of California became president.
Yeah. Not one, but two.
Shut up, Pappy. No way.
Did you see?
That's true.
I know. Did you see?
Dick Nixon and Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Can you imagine a Republican governor of California?
Well, Schwarzenegger, I think, was the last, wasn't he?
But he's not real.
No, you know.
And then becoming president.
San Francisco, did you see the footage of the guy? They got him on camera. Took him 33 seconds to walk into a museum in San Francisco, walk through the door. 33 seconds later, he's walking out with a Salvador Dali. They can't find him.
Well, it would be rude to say something.
Yes! Walked in, 33 seconds into a gallery, took a dolly off the wall, put it under his arm, walked out with it, and they got a picture of him. There he is. They got a picture of him walking down the street with the dolly, and nobody's doing anything.
Well, I imagine what an interview with him would sound like.
What's that?
Well, how did you get away with that? Well, you know, rule number one is you just got to be cool. Yeah. Act like you know what you're doing.
They show that's him coming out with the dolly. They show that's a loop.
He's not running.
No, nobody stopped him. And they follow him for a while.
He's wearing an A's cap.
Yep.
Fits right in.
There's the dolly he took.
That looks like something a child's
scribble. Of course it is. Gone.
Did he vandalize the gallery,
no,
too?
No.
Well, then what's on the walls? It looks like paint splatter.
It's more Salvador Dali.
Oh.
We'll be back.
You say that's valuable.
Yeah. That one, I think, was like it was a wood print, wood etching.
That looks very similar to what my grandmother would draw on the phone book when she was bored.
I think it was like $28,000, Rob, was the value of the etching.
Yeah, it says a $20,000 piece of Salvador Dali was stolen from the gallery.
Who decides it's $20,000?
Here's the deal. He did wood etching, so he would go into a plate and cut the thing out, and then they'd make like six of them. And that, because if it was the real thing, real 100%, but it was hand painted by Dali.
I don't know, and you defend this all the time with the art. Now, I've seen the art that you collect.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on there.
There is a lot going on.
I mean, that took somebody some time and some talent to do. Mm-hmm. And then you show me other stuff, and you go, this one's really, and it's a joke.
It's in the eye of the beholder. That's a kid's drawing of a giraffe.
20 grand.
Yeah. Did that in, I think, 1973.
Jeez.
Yeah, we'll be back.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on Tuesday afternoon. We'll have the grab bag here for you in just a little bit. About an hour away, we will be joined by attorney Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. And those of you that have listened to this program for any length of time know that Mike's an attorney, and he comes in once a week to answer your legal questions. And he will be in about 1 hour. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie, Absolute Law text line. This is from Glenn. He lives in Austin, Texas. He said, Stan and Haney, my mom lives in Jacksonville. It's an S-hole. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, Glenn, I would remind you, it don't matter who's in Austin. Bob Wills is still the king.
Yes, sir. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. North Naples. Our favorite girl, thinking about what it's like to be engaged.
And now it's time for another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Being engaged to Thomas is such a great feeling. Getting to finally tell everybody I'm engaged, although it's the same story over and over. It's like I'm one of those celebrities on talk shows talking about my new movie, but not knowing if it'll be a hit or a flop. What if it's like Unicorn Store? That went straight to Netflix. No, Thomas really gets me, like Netflix does. They always give me great suggestions based on my previous likes. I love being so understood by a man and an entertainment service.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Oh, God. Poor Thomas.
Yeah. You and I were talking about it yesterday, and you had it on your news yesterday. Just a great last laugh. An Irish grandfather.
Oh, this is a masterpiece.
Yes. An Irish grandfather pre-recorded a message before he passed away.
And before you do it, what I want everybody to understand is I've seen the actual video.
Yeah, me too.
And this has the potential to be macabre, but it's not.
They all appreciated it.
You can tell everybody that's there standing by the gravesite, they know this guy, and it's just like him. So they're all very happy and laughing.
Well, this Irish grandfather pre-recorded a message before he passed away to make it sound like he was trapped in his own coffin. And then he had it played at his funeral, and the family stood around the open grave.
And the speaker was coming from the grave.
Yes, yes. And so everybody's around his open grave, and they hear this.
Hello? 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 Let me get the guy I can hear. Put the letter. Is that the priest I can hear? Let me out. Hello? Hello?
Hello. I just called to say goodbye. I'm going to die. I'm afraid to say hello again. Hello.
You see, they're all laughing. They loved it. What a great send-off.
It was awesome.
All right. Dateline, Tampa, Florida. This is the cop talking. Of course, it's the cop talking. Some idiot near Tampa called 911 to complain that his roommate just stole $20 worth of weed from him. So he was going to call 911.
Yeah, people are getting way too comfortable with weed now. It's not there yet as far as being completely legal.
Yeah, and as they point out, remember, kids, medical marijuana is now legal in Florida. It has not been decriminalized.
And even where it is legal, it's because we were just in Nevada. And even there, it's like, oh, yeah, you can buy it, but you shouldn't be. Well, where can you smoke it? Well, I can't tell you that.
But you can't smoke it here. There you go.
The guy's calling in saying his roommate stole his weed, $20 worth, and he's upset. So he keeps calling 911. So I got to give him a call to tell him to stop calling about his weed. Going back to the guy calling in to report his drugs stolen, I called him to let him know not to call the sheriff's office and report his drugs. And he started to freak out a little bit on the phone and then hung up on me shortly after.
303-303. Yeah, sorry, buddy. Well,
seriously, I mean, I don't care if the guy is, you know, I guess just not quite stoned enough or whatever's going on. When you call the police,
especially 911.
And there are times in your life where you might legitimately need them.
Yep.
But
they're coming.
it's like, obviously, this person calling 911 over that has not had a whole lot of interaction with police and the justice system.
You're about to.
Because $20 doesn't get you very far in that system. It's a very expensive undertaking.
Here, we got a 911 call for a 12-year-old girl hero. Woman in Alaska started acting weird and actually had a seizure while driving home from a Target store with her 12-year-old daughter in the car. The 12-year-old called 911, managed to stop the car, and told cops where they were. They're both okay.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
So I'm in Target. Well, I was in Target, and my mom, she was not talking to me, and she was just saying, come on, come on, come on. And we're driving right now, and I'm saying, Mom, can you talk to me? And she's calling me Mom, and I'm not sure what's going on.
I feel like I did a good job. As other people told me, like, they would have done something totally different, like something bad would have happened.
I definitely see that she is very mature, and that makes me extremely proud.
Good for her. You know, I was in the Publix last night. Now, this is, we talk about millennial kids and what's the Generation Z is the new batch and how they really can't take care of themselves.
Well, I thought that was millennials. I thought Generation Z was going to be the big savior.
I'm watching this. There's no parents around. I'm watching this young girl, couldn't have been more than 10, moving the carriage around Publix, putting groceries in the carriage at Publix. She's got her purse slung over her arm, and she's going up and down the aisles. Finally goes into the checkout line. She's putting no more than 10. She's putting all the items on the conveyor belt to be cashed out. The cashier goes, rings up the total. She goes into her purse, pulls out money, hands it to the cashier. The cashier counts back her change. She folds it up, puts it back into her little wallet and back into the purse, and has all the stuff all bagged up. And she takes the carriage out like a grown adult. And she was like 10.
Yeah, but when I tell you about things I did when I was 10, you look at me and go, all right.
Look, your stories are a little bit different than going to the Publix and getting a loaf of bread.
I could do that at 10.
A quart of milk. Of course you could. There are a lot of other things. By 12, you knew everything you needed to know.
Oh, yeah.
Had already bedded down 8 women and had your own place.
Yeah,
I've heard it all. And already told the school teachers, I know more than you.
And they couldn't refute it.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. I'm going to jog everybody's memory, and this is like a...
Stan, you give me no credit.
I give you plenty of credit. Good for you.
It's like you don't believe this happened.
No, not when I see Dave having to run your errands. Can he do that?
And he can do it well. It's something he can take pride in.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, he can. He takes pride in it.
And the reason is, I've done enough errands.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'd say that if you were 70.
If I was 70.
Yeah, I'd say, you've done enough.
When do most people get their first full-time job and leave the house today?
16. Oh, today? 35.
Okay, so then I am pretty much feeling like I'm 70.
I don't know how many of you remember this. It's the 10th anniversary of this. And I've got a multi-part clip about how it all started and went down hard. And I know a lot of you can remember back 10 years ago when this happened. And it made big news because it was a huge hoax. 10 years ago today, October 15th, 2009. Millions around the world got pranked, believing that there was a boy floating around Colorado in a helium-filled spaceship-shaped balloon. He would become known as Balloon Boy. Television networks went live, showing the flying saucer floating thousands of feet above the ground. And it immediately became the number one searched topic on Google. We remember this.
How long has the 6-year-old been missing?
Just a few minutes.
Was the flying saucer in the backyard?
Yes.
Okay. It obviously has electronics, so he can know how to work it, and he gets it up off the air, off the ground?
No. He doesn't know how to operate.
He does not know how to operate. So, and that's gone, though, too, right? So we are sure that he's in that.
Yeah, we looked everywhere, and then my son just said, be verified. He said, yeah, he went inside just before it went off, because we had it tethered. It wasn't supposed to take off.
Okay, that's how it all started. All the networks covering it live.
Boy, that thing is booking it.
Yep. Then word came down that the boy was not in the balloon.
Richard Haney is the dad who built this craft, and Falcon, the 6-year-old, still inside, and he's on the ground.
Bingo.
And there's somebody running towards him.
And he is on the ground, a fairly soft landing. Somebody has grabbed the ropes.
Somebody's grabbed the rope.
And they're going up to the little capsule, and they're going to check on his well-being. It's finally ended. You know that his parents right now are so relieved, and they're probably driving as fast as they can south to be reunited with their little boy, and it's a great ending. But all right, KMGH, your affiliate in Denver, says no one in the balloon. The mystery grows.
Which
no
is not,
one is in the balloon.
It's not what we wanted to have to tell you.
What?
But,
what do you mean it's not what we wanted to have to tell you?
He fell out. Well, naturally, the boy, he was found. He was found.
Aboard a real alien ship.
No. We find out that he was hiding in an attic. Wolf Blitzer, Blitz himself, had the father and son on TV when the boy on live television let the cat out of the bag and ruined it for daddy.
Did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon, Falcon?
He's asking, Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
What did he say?
You said we did this for a show. Then Blitz said, hold on a second. Let's grill Daddy just a little bit here. No boy in the balloon. They go on live TV. We did this for a show, Daddy. What's the deal? Take it away, Blitz.
He said, we did this for the show, in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Let me interrupt this real quick, because I think I can see the direction you guys are hedging on this. Because earlier, you had asked the police officers some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through up and down that you guys are trying to suggest something else. Okay. I'm really appalled because,
and you should
they
be,
said out
because
front
you're busted
that this would be the end and I wouldn't have to be bothered for the rest of the week with any shows or anything. So we said, okay, fine, we'll do this. So I'm kind of appalled that you guys would say something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all a hoax. It happened 10 years ago today, and all the networks, especially CNN, bit.
CNN is odd. You know, I don't know about other networks, but it seems like to get a job at CNN, you have to have been in the Central Intelligence Agency and or come from a robber baron's fortune.
Mm-hmm. And now the real whistleblower is out. Yes, Project Veritas. But the guy that worked at CNN and all of his undercover footage.
Yep. Who's surprised?
Nobody's surprised. They were told Trump, impeachment over any other news.
Yep.
Go and slam this guy. Do not let up. That straight from the top.
And if this is like what O'Keefe has done in the past, we ain't seen nothing yet, because it'll go through and he'll drip, 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 releasing a little piece every day until the end of the week. Boom!
Yep. Doesn't look good. And Hannity had him on, the whistleblower, on last night, the one that got the tape to Project Veritas to put
That's
out.
That's a ballsy thing to do.
He went in as a liberal, voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary, and said that he got so much of this go left, impeach, 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 that he actually left CNN leaning right and saying he couldn't take it anymore, that he was going to quit anyway. And then they asked him to leave. And he said it got to be where he would have sleepless nights because of the mission that this CNN, he said, you'd expect MSNBC to lean a little bit left. You'd expect Fox to lean a bit right. But CNN went with this thing that we're all journalists here and we're going to call it down the middle. And he said that is not what was going on. And he said he couldn't sleep nights.
Well, you said something interesting. You say he goes in leaning to the left and comes out leaning to the right. Well,
he described himself as quite left.
Leaning to the right now is leaning towards the center because the left is so far out there.
All right. When we come,
I mean, seriously.
Yep.
You know, the time that that we grew up and many other people before us and even for a little bit after us, it was drilled into our heads in school. Why is America superior to the Soviet Union? Why do we have this Cold War? Well, it's not a war like World War II. It's a war of ideas.
Yep.
And our system is based on capitalism.
Yep.
The Soviet Union is based on communism. Here is why communism doesn't work and our system is superior. And now you have major presidential candidates calling another candidate a capitalist as a slur.
Yep, bad word. We're going to come back, take your phone calls, 277-9600. I will also have the story for you. I'll just read the headline. Cape Coral man found naked with hammer after allegedly damaging Lee County business. I'll have details when we come back. Your phone calls.
No. This doesn't involve Tony, does it?
No. Mike Chiannopoulos, later on in the 3 o'clock
Please
hour.
Please tell me it doesn't involve Tony.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're now on Instagram. Yeah, we started our first Instagram here on the Stan and Haney Show. Stan and Haney, 96K. I already put up some new photos for today. And we got like 200 and something people following us 2 days ago. And then we got another 100 yesterday. And we're rolling right along. Instagram crazy. Okay? Stan and Haney, 96K. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming up in about 25 minutes. If you'd like to talk to Mike, he will be in studio. If you would like to text your question to Mike Chiannopoulos, now's the time to do it so you can get your questions in, 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos, next segment, chance for you to talk to an attorney. I don't think you have one on retainer. If you do, good for you. If you don't, and something's going on in your life, family law, criminal, veterans, that would be a good time to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos.
Look at that. The NHL doesn't turn down a trip to the White House.
No, sir.
The NBA.
Did you hear LeBron James? They're burning his jerseys in Hong Kong.
Unbelievable.
Claim that the owner, was the Kings owner? That was
the Rockets GM.
That he's just uninformed. You're uninformed, LeBron. It's all about Nike.
And there was a great, great retort to LeBron.
LeBron James.
There were a couple of them, actually.
You know, some people get very emotional when you talk about LeBron James. Some people just get horribly emotional.
Is there anyone in particular you had in mind?
I remember there was this guy in Cleveland that looked very familiar. He looks almost like our producer, just losing his mind.
He was world famous for like 15
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, he was. He made it on the Tonight Show and everything when LeBron was going to.
Do we have a tape of that?
I believe.
And you're saying that's our producer. Yeah.
Cleveland fans.
We all do have freedom of speech.
I'm hearing two LeBron things at the same time. There we go.
Really upset about LeBron leaving. Take a look at this one guy I saw. He was really, take a look at this guy.
I'm a big LeBron fan, and this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
That is by far the best clip in television history.
Well, you got the audio. The visual.
It's great.
And the guy behind you that's comforting you physically, that's just...
He was the buddy that I worked with on the radio show, so...
Play that for me again. Play for me again.
It's a thing of beauty. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
I tell you, Cleveland fans... Oh, man, did you see... They were really upset about LeBron leaving. Take a look at this one guy I saw. He was really... Take a look at this guy.
I'm a big LeBron fan, and this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
I'm going to share it to the Stan and Haney
Facebook
page.
Oh, please do.
And just to be clear, you could give a rat's ass about LeBron.
Oh, I've never watched a game of basketball in my life.
So LeBron, the jackass, stands up for China.
Yeah.
A couple of excellent retorts. First one, Herschel Walker.
The great Herschel Walker, running back for the New Jersey Generals.
very simple tweet that speaks volumes. Herschel Walker tweeted out, during the Summer Olympics, will the NBA play for USA or China?
Uh-huh.
Now, the knockout response actually comes from a current member of the Boston Celtics. His name is Enes Kanter. And he is a Turkish professional basketball player playing for the Boston Celtics. And when LeBron made his statement, his first response, he was speechless and just tweeted, "Wow, dude." His following tweet is the knockout punch. Now, remember, he plays for the Celtics, but he is
from Turkey.
From Turkey. And he entitled his tweet, "Freedom is not free. Haven't seen or talked to my family in 5 years. They jailed my dad. My siblings can't find jobs. Revoked my passport. International arrest warrant. My family can't leave the country. Got death threats every day. Got attacked and harassed. They tried to kidnap me in Indonesia. Freedom is not free."
LeBron is speaking, though, Haney, to a higher power. The almighty dollar with the swoosh.
Isn't it the almighty yen?
Yeah, over there would be. They translated it
they
into
got a lot of
billions of dollars going to the NBA.
The renminbi, the yuan, they got a lot of different coins over there, and none of them are worth anything.
We don't want to get China mad because they give us a lot of money in the NBA. Give me a break.
This is pathetic.
Yep.
I've never seen this.
Nope. You know, a few years ago, it's the NFL. Now it's moving to the NBA. By the way, the National Hockey League, they got no problem going to the White House. Local beat. Local. You follow me on this one. Please follow me.
Shouldn't we call this something along the lines of things you wish you didn't know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You should do these stories.
Things you shouldn't do. This Cape Coral, right around the corner from Dave's house, right down the street from Rob's place. This comes to us from the Fort Myers News Press. Headline: Cape Coral man found naked with hammer after allegedly damaging Lee County business. A Cape Coral man found naked inside a Lee County business is facing multiple charges after being accused of using a forklift and a hammer to wreak havoc before taking a shower on Friday. So he showered up. 24-year-old Joseph Bianic was confronted by an employee at United Plumbing on Youngquist Road who called the Lee County Sheriff's Office shortly after 2 a.m. on Friday. The bewitching hour. I think that's 3 a.m.
when the fun starts?
Yeah. The employee told deputies he was working late in the warehouse and went to investigate a noise when he found Bienick standing naked and holding a hammer. The employee told deputies that Bienick did not threaten him and he did not fear for his life. Look at the video.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Deputies arrived and found...
Oh, come on.
And found Bienick.
No, you don't do that.
Partially still naked.
Oh, for Christ.
With the hammer and his wallet and phone and clothing inside a bathroom. He's, and he shot, and then he went and showered up.
What the?
Hold on. Hold on. Surveillance video showed Bianic entering, entering the United Plumbing warehouse, removing a golf cart and parking the cart at the front of...
Well, at least he's got gloves on.
At the front of nearby iMold Water and Damage and Mold Restoration. The video shows him entering United Plumbing, the United Plumbing's warehouse, and taking a forklift that he used to drive into a fence at iMold, creating an opening.
The video, I see an opening.
The video... Right there, the old one eye. The video shows Bianic entering iMold property and smashing windows on several trucks, building doors, and a window. He is also seen using a hammer to smash a front door of the business. After returning to United Plumbing, the video showed Bianic entering a restroom, removing his clothes, and taking a shower. After showering, he exited the office and confronted a United Plumbing worker. Video also showed Bianic donning a blue polo shirt imprinted with the name United Plumbing. Damaged.
That's good publicity.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Get the name out any way you can. Damage to the building and equipment was placed at more than $1,000. Bianic was released Sunday on $26,500 bond and faces two charges of burglary and charges of resisting arrest, larceny, and criminal mischief. He will be arraigned on November 11th. Does anybody know this guy up in Cape Coral? Everybody knows everybody in Cape Coral. Good guy, Joe Bianic.
Surprised he doesn't work for us.
Yeah, that's so much like a K-Rock part-timer.
Yep.
That's incredible. And they got video of him. It's not like, you know, you're not going to find out who you are and what you did. You got a complete footage of everything he did.
How is that? How does that happen, Stan?
I don't know. I don't know if he had a beef with the company. Didn't specify in the story. Look at him. And I don't even think he has a clean pair of drawers on.
He very calmly walks in there, takes off all his clothes.
There he goes into the bathroom. He's going to go shower up. This is at 2 a.m. in the morning. All right, we got to take
a break.
And
we got no idea what...
No, it didn't say in the story if he had a beef.
That's poor reporting.
I mean, the reason for his doing it. I don't think it said why he did it. Multiple charges.
Got to remember all the W's. We need a why.
What, when... Where and why? Yeah, you're right. That's you need it, that last W. Why? Why did he do this? Did he work there?
How did he happen to find his way to the plumbing warehouse in the middle of the night and decide it would be a good idea to get naked?
Well, he drove the forklift, I guess, iMold right next door.
I see. Yeah.
I don't know if he worked at iMold or the plumbing company.
And helped himself to a polo.
Yes. With the name emblazoned. Great advertising. If you would like to talk to Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, I already see texts starting to come in for Mike. Mike's going to be in the studio next. He is a lawyer, an attorney, esquire from the law firm of Absolute Law. Family issues, DUI, criminal. Maybe you've got veterans issues, civil issues. 277-9600, or you just throw an area code in front of that and text like you normally would. 239-277-9600. You want to talk to him over the phone? You want to text him? Now's your chance. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. This is the Stan and Haney program. Call him directly here in the studio and talk to him. 277-9600. Or you can text your question on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. The man himself, again, dressed to the nines because he's been
in court
today.
Yeah.
And he comes into the studio. This is the thing I want to say this right now.
Go ahead, say it right now.
He's been spending, he told me, past couple of weeks, almost like every day, in court.
Yep.
But he, like clockwork, says, I have to head down to the studios to talk to Stan and Haney and the listeners. He is one of the most dedicated people I know to not only his profession, but to the audience and their needs.
And he can also navigate by the stars.
Yes, he can.
I can. I like that new song, by the way. But I got to tell you this. So I was in front of the Honorable G. Keith Carey today, who I personally think is one of the best judges up there. And I come.
He's been around a while, hasn't he?
He is. He's getting ready to retire, actually. And I'll tell you, the legal community is really going to suffer a loss when he retires. He's got good common sense, and common sense is the least of all sense, especially in this profession.
That's what you need on the bench, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's got it. But anyway, I come walking up there, and my tie isn't yet tied because I was rushing to the courtroom, and I didn't think they were going to call my case that early. And so I come walking up, and he just looks at me, and I said, "Well, Your Honor," he said, I know, you got the radio today. Hang on, let's just make the announcement. What channel is it? And yeah. So he actually said, he's on Stan and Haney. What channel? 96.1, 330, Yeah. So he loves you guys.
Appreciate that.
This is my favorite day of the week, Stan. You said that I rush here to the studio. It is absolutely my most favorite day of the week because I get to come and talk to this audience, and it is so much fun. And so many of the audience members call me at work, ask me questions, or they'll call at 8 o'clock at night and go, "I didn't think you'd actually answer your phone."
He does. I've tested it out.
I do. I love to
stop
get here
abusing
and talk to the
it,
audience.
Please.
I get up like at 3 o'clock in the morning, and just as I have to go to the bathroom. I said, "I wonder if I call, will Mike Chiannopoulos answer?" He does.
Yeah.
And I don't know when he sleeps.
Stan, is this your fake felony? Or
no, it's not the real one yet.
I don't know when he sleeps because he's worked a couple of cases for me.
Yeah.
And it'll be 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I go, "Mike's calling. Huh? Yeah, this must be important." "Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Haney, I got it taken care of."
Yep. That's the way it works, man. That's what you want your lawyer to do, right?
Absolutely.
277-9600, Mike Chiannopoulos, available to you now. And don't think that it's just a little thing and, I don't know, it'll work itself out. It usually does.
Yeah, it works itself up to a judgment against
yeah.
you.
Yeah. nothing's too small.
Well, I mean, it's almost, like with medical stuff. If you get to it early, maybe you can keep it from becoming a big deal.
Precisely. Exactly. And rest assured, the other side's got somebody they're talking to. They got it.
I've been through that where the other side had a 6-month head start before I knew there was a case, and that didn't go well.
Yeah, I got kind of buried.
All right, let's go to the Absolute Law text line right off the bat here.
Women. Deceptive.
277-9600.
Of course I
love you, we'll take your phone call.
Of course I love you, Haney. Just leave that credit card laying out so I get the numbers off on.
Mike, I was divorced about 5 years ago, and as part of the terms, my ex was supposed to pay for and file the QDRO. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it's a quadro. It's a qualified domestic relations order, and it shifts money from qualified accounts of one party to another, like an IRA or something like that.
There was no date included as to when it was supposed to be done, and I have never received anything to sign.
Well, that sounds like bad lawyer in there.
So,
no date.
So what will happen when... What will happen when I retire next year?
All right, so here's the deal. And I'm assuming she was supposed to get some of what you had, not the other way around. Because if you were supposed to get it, you'd be complaining, "Hey, where's the order? I want my money." Right? You're saying I'm supposed to pay her this, and there's been no order. Now what happens when I retire? Well, she's going to get whatever she had, right? Plus, she's going to get some of the, you know, they're going to argue she should get a growth rate, an annual return of whatever yours was on her
right.
percentage, blah, blah, blah.
What kind of annual return would they do?
Well, it depends. You know, if the account earned an annual return of 7%, they'd say, well, her portion was this much, so she wants plus 7% on that amount.
Oh, man.
Right? And I would say, look, you could have came and got this money anytime you wanted.
Why wouldn't the fair thing be plus 3.5? Why should he be penalized the entire...
Well, because it'd be 7% only on her money that he was holding for. It wasn't half his money.
All right.
So, but here's the thing. I'd say no. You could have came and got this money anytime you wanted. You could have submitted a quarter anytime you wanted. You know what? I'm done. I don't care. Do what you're big enough to do.
What's in percentages... How many times is that going to go in his favor versus her favor? I assume it depends on the judge.
Yeah, and I, you know, she may send you a quadro at some point, and I, you know, want to say this is stale unless it has the right amount in it, and then I'd negotiate that amount and I'd get it taken care of. So if that happens, give me a call, 239-ASK-MIKE. But right now, I wouldn't say or do anything. Right. As far as I'm concerned, your money's growing tax deferred.
The order says X amount of dollars, no date on it. Why can't he just pay her X amount of dollars?
Well, because it has to go through a quadro, a qualified domestic relations order, or there are tax consequences that will cost him almost half the money.
Oh, of course.
277-9600.
Right. This is never easy.
Let's go. We got a line open.
You think you're zigging when you're zagging. And
yep.
Let's go to Josh. He's been waiting patiently on line one. Josh, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Yes, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Josh, what do you got for us today?
Oh, well, I've got a pending case. I'm still waiting for my arraignment. It was rescheduled once already.
All right. Business, be really careful what you say on the air, all right? I wouldn't even tell you. Yeah. Don't even say what you're charged with, misdemeanor or felony?
Felony.
All right. And you got a lawyer?
I've got a public defender. I've spoke with a couple of lawyers. I just can't afford their upfront fees at the time.
Right.
But I've yet to hear from my public defender.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
I had court about a week ago. It's been
when's
about
your
a
next
month.
Court? When's your next court date?
It'll be Monday on the 7th.
Right. Is that normal, Monday Mike? Is.
Nah. You know,
the 7th was a while back.
It shouldn't be that way, but let me tell you this, that, you know, Kathy Smith and those people over there are wonderful people, and they do a great job. They're under-resourced. Here's what most people don't know. The public defender actually has a smaller budget than the state's attorney's office. The state's attorney's office has access to law enforcement databases to try their cases that the public defender's office can't have access to, which I think is unconstitutional. But they have so few people over there and so many cases that... You know, it's just crazy, and I'm sorry.
Is it that way everywhere, Mike, as far as the database access? Is that just the way it is
Florida.
Across the country?
No, or? At least in Florida. Yeah, it wasn't like that in the other state that I practiced in. But and the budgets were the same, right? Because constitutionally, this man is entitled to a lawyer. This caller right here is entitled to a lawyer. He's not entitled to a lawyer that's, you know, underfunded, under-resourced, and can't succeed. Now, you know, unfortunately, they are less resourced. I wouldn't say they're so under-resourced they can't succeed. But, yeah, you're not going to get the attention. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get as quality a defense as you would if you paid for it, but you're not going to get the attention and the hand-holding, the customer service that a private lawyer would give you to keep your business.
With a public defender, are you more likely to have a plea deal shoved down your throat?
You know, I've heard people say that, and that's not been my experience. My experience with the Lee County Public Defender's Office is the only one that I have, Lee and Collier Counties. But my experience generally in other parts of the state and is a little bit more aggressive. My experience here in Lee and Collier has been that the public defenders are ready to try cases to protect their clients' rights.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, they do a really good job, and that's why I'm not being hard on them. Yeah, they're not giving you the attention that you want. I get it. But you're going to get just as quality a defense. You're just not going to get the hand-holding and the butt-kissing.
Okay.
So they may be doing a good job, but he'd never know it until it's over.
Yeah, and the problem is, like, right now, you got court on Monday, right?
Correct.
And you say, I haven't heard from my lawyer since the 7th. All right, so today is, you know, the 15th. So it's been a little over a week. That's not really unreasonable. Now, it is unreasonable if you got court tomorrow and you haven't talked to anybody, right? So you need to call up there and let them know that. Again, they're just overwhelmed. But when your lawyer shows up for court tomorrow, I'd be shocked if he or she was unprepared. I've never seen a Lee County public defender unprepared for court.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
All right, man.
277-9600.
What percentage of cases do you think the public defender is involved in?
It's pretty high. I mean, I would say more than a third of the criminal cases.
That's a lot of work.
It is, and they are under-resourced. You know, they're not unresourced, but they're under-resourced. And, you know, those people work hard. Do you know that they take out their own trash? The lawyers take out their own trash in the Lee County Public Defender, in the 20th Judicial Circuit Public Defender.
And they don't have a janitor?
No, because they cut that from their budget so they could put more money toward representing their
clients.
That's
good.
Well, I'd never heard
that.
I'd never heard that about the database issue. That doesn't seem fair at all.
It's not fair at all. They have access, the state's attorney has access to law enforcement records and information that the public defender can't get. And it's not fair.
Now,
is that
a monetary issue or is that by law?
Well, it's by law in that it's regulation. It's not laws in statutory. It's regulation. Now, somebody could bring a lawsuit and challenge that and say this agency needs to give us equal access. It's constitutional. It's a constitutional issue, and somebody could raise that and go after it. You know, I suspect nobody's got the money to do that and, you know, et cetera. Maybe that's why it's going on. It continues to go on.
So it's not law, it's policy.
Yeah, and it's just been standard operating procedure for the agency. So it's unfortunate. I think it matters in big capital-type cases. I don't think it matters in everyday DUI stuff. But I think it does matter, and it's unfair.
277-9600.
God, your profession... You know, like you were saying, you have, you know, routine cases, but they're never routine to the people involved. But then when you come to somebody's life is on the line, it's the consequences are huge.
And I'll tell you, I saw a local state's attorney here in Lee County give to the other lawyer information that the public defender couldn't get. He gave to the public defender and said, you know, this is the right thing to do. It fits formally under discovery. I think as an officer of the court, I have a duty to give this to you and make you aware of it.
Is that like what they call Brady material?
Yeah.
Exculpatory material?
And this wasn't exculpatory, actually. It was what they were going to use to go after the defendant. But because of where he got it and how he got it and the timing of it, he didn't have to give it to him, at least not right then. Maybe he would have had to give it to him later. But my point is that even though there's that disparity, the assistant state's attorneys I see here have the integrity to do the right thing. Now, I'm going to tell you that I don't believe that to be everywhere in the state. I believe that to be here because of who the state's attorney is and the way that their assistants are required to act.
Well, I think that's everybody wants things to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that depends. You go to other part of the state, maybe not.
277-9600.
I don't know if you noticed Howdy. That county line as you crossed it, but...
but I am the law.
Mike,
hat just like a Mountie. I'm the sheriff of Boone County.
This is from our friend Meg, and it's been eating her up. I've been getting emails from
How's
her.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. But this has been on her mind and wanted to bring it to Mike's attention for the longest time, and she just texted it again, and she wants your opinion about this.
All right. I always am good for an opinion, whether it's right or wrong.
A great gal, and she's looking out for you.
All right. Hi, Meg. I'm listening.
Mike, what if one of the current Democrats running for president stole your slogan for your law firm?
I can help.
Yep. For example, Marianne Williamson used your slogan you worked hard on to build your business around, and she's for your firm, and she is using that slogan. Would you take legal action or do something that concerns somebody using your slogan?
Well, first, let me say nobody can say I can help.
Not like with, that.
With
not
nearly
like
as much charisma as I have, so they couldn't steal my statement. You, on the other hand, probably have some true intellectual property value in what you're talking about. Okay, and that's concerning. So you have three choices. You can do nothing, which means she's going to continue to use it, and whatever happens, happens. You can go to her and talk to her about it and work something out, which is what I recommend. Or you can go ahead and bring an action and ask for a temporary injunction to stop her from using it.
And I think
it's going to turn into a mess, and everybody's going to spend a lot of money. And at the end of the day,
I can help.
I think I can answer her question. The answer is it's okay if she's got a D after her
name.
Yeah,
that's right. R, then it's a problem.
Well, and here's the thing. If you go and bring a legal action, it's going to get messy, and at the end of the day, you're going to have made an enemy out of somebody that might be powerful in the end. So go work it out with her. There's good to be had by all in that.
But, Mike, what are you talking about? No one is above the law, including the president. They couldn't just go after you.
That would be wrong.
We got 5 minutes. Let's get two in. They each got 2.5 minutes apiece. Christy is on line one. Christy, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Christy. What do you got for us today?
Yes, I was needing to find out. I would like to move out of state, but I have a daughter here that is, right now, her dad has custody of her, so I didn't know moving out of state if I would lose my parental rights or...
You won't lose your parental rights. What'll happen is you should probably go and talk to them because you can move out of state, but you can't take the child with you, obviously. And they'll arrange what's called a long-distance parenting plan, so you'll see her less frequently but longer in length at each visit. So that's what they'll work out for you. But do that before you leave.
All right.
Right. Even though her dad has custody, though.
Yes. Yes. And we're running out of time, but you can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. In about an hour, I'll be back at the office. You call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll talk to you about your case.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
There you go, darling. Nick on line two, very quickly. Nick, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Yes. I was married a little over 30 years. Divorced her a little over 5 years ago. I was put on permanent alimony. But my question is, I've lost my job after a little over 30 years. I'm going on disability. I've been told I need to petition a court to reduce that or eliminate the alimony.
Absolutely. And you need to do that immediately, and here's why. It's going to take some time to decide, okay? And she'll fight over it, et cetera. Say it goes 6 months. Some of them get crazy and go a year to a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh,
well, when it's over and the judge sets the new alimony amount, that judge can only go back to the date on which you filed your supplemental petition to modify. And so you need to get that on file immediately just to secure this date and then worry about doing the rest of it.
Do you handle that? I do.
Hey, 239-ASK-MIKE.
If you don't mind me asking, what the hell after 30 years went so wrong?
Yeah.
She never grew up very immature.
No, not the, necessarily the marriage. I want to know how you lost your job after 30 years.
I was talking about the marriage.
Let's talk about both.
Because that's 30 years, that's
well,
a bad
she
break.
Was, she was just waiting for the kids to get through school.
Well, yeah, because we had one every 7.5 years.
There you go.
And to the job medical reasons, I've had open heart surgery. I've been diabetic.
And you're stuck with the alimony. I'm sorry. Please give Mike a call.
Periodic alimony. Florida is one of the few states that still have that dinosaur.
Yeah, people are like shocked when they hear me say permanent alimony.
Yeah.
No, so call me, 239-ASK-MIKE. Give me a shout at the office. We'll get you taken care of, brother.
There you go, buddy. I hate hearing that.
Because you know what I'm picturing. Guy, for 30 years, is taking care of the woman, everybody in the family, 30 years, doing a job. And then all of a sudden, well, he's used
my
up.
My mom wanted to divorce my dad after her second year of marriage. Wound up, had three kids, and as soon as the last one got out of high school, she finally divorced him. And that was 24 years
of
marriage.
Well, you know.
It happens.
22.
Which kid are you?
I'm number one.
Oh, yeah. Well, then she just should have done away with it.
24-7.
24-7, 239-ASK-MIKE. If it's outside of normal business hours, you press 6. You come straight to me, and no kidding, I answer the phone.
Because from what you've told me, you know, once you were there, it was a complete waste of time.
Well, don't forget, Haney, you know, that guy could have been a total a-hole to his wife. Maybe she kicked him to the curb for being an a-hole.
Yeah.
He didn't sound like it.
No, he sounded like a good guy.
I was trying.
All right. You're not a very good devil's advocate. You're a good guy.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show. You want to give him a call, 239-ASK-MIKE.
Usually not the case, Mike.
Mike, thank
you. Come on. Yeah, you've done a lot of divorces.
That's true. Thank you, gentlemen.
See ya.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint.
True.
It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. 30 minutes from now. A chance to win. We'll play Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips today. Restaurant scenes. Scenes in a restaurant.
You didn't tighten it down to diner scenes, did you?
Not specifically, although there may be diner scenes.
Because a diner scene is great.
Scenes in a restaurant. Oh, by the way, up for grabs. I've got a pair of tickets to Welcome to Rockville. That's now going to be at Daytona Beach, Daytona International Speedway, Metallica headlining. I'll have a pair of tickets. I will have some tickets. And also, we are on Instagram now. And I just checked.
That's right. Release the confetti.
Yeah. 355 followers now.
That's unprecedented.
In such a short period of time. If you want to go and follow us on Instagram, Stan and Haney 96K on Instagram. We'd love to follow you, have you follow us, because we've got a digital department that's on our ass.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get as many people as we can following us on Instagram,
that would be helpful.
Yeah, they lay off.
Stan, you know, there's a lot of talk going around about CNN.
Yeah. And the conspiracy that it's turning out to be real.
Project Veritas, all this week, they're releasing the insider information, which comes as no surprise to you and me.
Nope.
And it shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. And it doesn't take undercover video to do it. Have you seen the video, the exchange between Don Lemon and John Kasich?
No, I have not, but let me explain. Don Lemon is one of the big problem makers over there.
He is.
And he comes across saying that he's doing straight news, and he doesn't even come close.
Now, to be clear, for those of you that don't know, John Kasich, former Republican governor.
Yeah, ran for president.
Of Ohio, who stayed in the race way too long against Trump. He hates Trump.
Yep.
Don Lemon hates Trump. But John Kasich doesn't hate Trump enough for Don Lemon. Take a quick listen to this. You don't need undercover video. Just look at what they're doing.
Line votes. That is going to end up not helping this country. That's my view.
Okay, all I'm saying, John, listen, all I'm saying,
I think we got to get to the bottom of this.
I respect that. But all I'm saying is, do you think a bunch of Democrats are going to convince a bunch of Republicans that you're talking to out? Do you think they're going to convince?
No,
so who's going to do the convincing that this is not right?
I'm not talking about a bunch. Look, let me tell you, in the Watergate deal, the Republicans finally looked at the evidence and they went down to the White House and said, you got to go. I'm just suggesting to you that it has to be simple. It has to be clear. And some Republicans are going to get a lot of them.
Yeah, of course you do.
I've got to. But no, finish it.
Some Republicans have to say, you got a good point. and the guy's done the wrong thing. You've got to build that case, Don Lemon.
All right, this is how I feel.
This is my opinion.
I think that the Republicans now would look at the information in the Nixon era and say there's nothing there. That's where we are now.
That is.
It's the same thing. It is clear that it is there.
I have more faith. I think Republicans are fully capable of concluding that what was done here was wrong. I think they're capable of doing that. That's my view.
If they're fully, then they're...
Yeah, it is now, but I'm...
That's deafening.
Let's get to the end of the movie and see how it turns out.
When are they going to do it?
When the Democrats are done with the inquiry and they present
their evidence. It's incumbent upon the Democrats to make the Republicans do the right thing.
I can't listen to this.
All right, John. I got to go. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, see you next time.
I got to go, too.
And I actually missed what I wanted to hit. At one point, he told Kasich, you're part of the problem.
Of course. He's not an anchor man.
And Kasich is on there hating on Trump, but not to the extent that Lemon wants him
Don
to.
Don Lemon. He's what's wrong with America. Don Lemon. I said it. Don Lemon is the problem with America. Right there.
So if Don Lemon were off the air, everything would go...
Things would start to get better. Two in Fort Myers, two in Lehigh Acres. First in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Brantley Road and Summerlin Road. And we got a crash, Daniels Parkway and Danport Boulevard, right by the Waffle House. Lehigh Acres, crash, 500 block of Owen Avenue, north. And a disabled vehicle, Main Place and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? He's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines for you.
Don Lemon.
He's what's wrong with America.
You're not far off,
no,
Sam.
I'm not.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
We'll tell you how much Americans spend on impulse purchases each year and how many they regret.
I'll tell you one thing I don't regret. That popcorn machine I got in my house.
You were such a nerd.
Movie-style popcorn. And she bought me the...
You have a lot of, like, 60s TV memorabilia and popcorn machine.
She bought me the popcorn bags, the traditional movie-style popcorn bags, and the thing that you go and scoop it in there and salt it down and slide it into the bags.
Your place is starting to look like the place of, like a perv from the 70s.
It kind of... It's great. It lights up. It has the warming light in there.
Can I go over and see Mr. Stan? He's got a popcorn machine and a lot of really cool stuff.
Yep. And I keep my Christmas tree up year-round.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for...
Since the beginning.
Yep. Two locksmiths are going viral for all the wrong reasons. And our final stories regard ladies and their breasts. Ah. A 26-year-old woman from Taiwan was visiting the Philippines last week and was arrested for wearing a bikini that was too small for their liking. And finally... A topless woman... yells at her neighbor with her breasts hanging over the fence, which then attracts unwanted licking from a dog.
Yeah, and then flies.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's important to have laughter around.
I'm LeBron James, and I just want everybody to know that that guy from the Rockets was uneducated.
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, if there's one thing America can't get enough of, it's zombies.
You got that right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
zombie tweets.
Top zombie tweets. Coming to that time of year.
Well, we used to have ZombieCon.
Yeah. Oh, that's been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It took a few years, but they got them.
Really hard, these top zombie tweets.
Yeah.
Really hard to work out regularly when your limbs keep falling off. Getting our third Walking Dead show soon. Suck it, mummies. Please, when you see a zombie on the street, don't taunt us by singing, "What's in your head? What's in your head? Zombie? Zombie? Not original."
You guys are doing
good. Oh, thank you, baby.
Come down later for moose soup.
I'll see if I got time.
FYI, Jenny McCarthy, this is what happens when you don't vaccinate. got an ear stuck in my teeth. Hashtag dead people problems. I always thought being able to eat as much as I wanted while still losing weight would be awesome. Oh, what's the difference between me and a married man?
What?
The ring. I've been walking for 3 days and only put 67 steps on the Fitbit. And finally, the very top zombie tweet.
Yes.
Accidentally wandered into a Cure concert. Couldn't tell the zombies from the humans. And that, my friend, is...
Albert
has left the building. Email time. Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
By the way, coming up on Thursday on the Stan and Haney interview podcast,
which is now being copied around the country.
Well, that's the show podcast. We have the interview pod.
Well, the interview podcast is the one being copied.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Son of a... the great, late Pulitzer Prize winner... Jimmy Breslin, going to be a
nobody featured. Knows who that is.
You would know who he is.
You should know.
He wrote the book for Robert De Niro's first movie, and he was the one that got all the mail from the Son of Sam during the mass shootings in New York in the 70s when people were being killed at random. Son of David Berkowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Figured he'd have a nice conversation with Jimmy Breslin. We talk about that. He's got his opinions on Donald Trump. Talked to him a long time ago, and one of the great writers of all time, Jimmy Breslin. This is from Bill. Ahoy, Captain Stan, Captain Haney, Dave the Anchor. please warn all of my fellow listeners to avoid the new Brad Pitt movie, Ad Astra. Imagine sitting through a 2-hour Matthew McConaughey car commercial.
Brad is on a long space flight in...
I am so disappointed to hear that, because I constantly root for a good sci-fi movie to come out.
Brad is on a long space flight and keeps opening video messages from his ex-wife. It is comforting to know that 100 years in the future, men will still be told... Even when you are here, you're not here.
Oh, God.
I just lost 70% of my assets to never have to hear that again. If I ever meet Brad Pitt, I will shake his hand, compliment him on his body of work, and ask him to pay me $22 for the ad, or for the movie Ad Astra. I have been traveling, but listen on iHeartRadio and on the podcast. Guys, thank you. Bill from North Naples and Haney's adopted hometown of Philadelphia.
Thank you, Bill. I'm just very disappointed to hear that it sucks.
Yeah.
And
sucks harder than ever.
With what we're able to do now with special effects... Yeah.
To have a dog like that.
What Lucas did in 1977, think about what we can do now that we couldn't do then. And I guess they just lack the creativity to do it.
Yeah, there's nothing creative about it. Oh, look, Haney, we haven't heard from him in a while. Got word from The Guardian.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, not a lot of time. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys... On vacation for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that explains it.
We're up here near Orlando, Casadega. I went there.
That's a dangerous place.
I went there. It's fine. It's nice and old and a lot of people trying to rip you off. Then on...
Well, it's nothing but a town of mediums.
Yeah, that, a lot of them. Then on to the casino.
There you go.
There is one thing I know. I will never drive on I-4 again.
Wait a second.
What a friggin' mess.
Casino?
Yeah.
Where is a casino near Casadega?
Unless he's going up Tampa way.
I don't know about any casinos around there.
I don't either. Rob, is there a casino near Casadega? Unless there's like a little fly-by-nighter. Or he's going to some place where you have to have a code word to get in.
When I think casino Florida, I think Tampa and Miami. I don't know, and of course, Immokalee.
Then on to the casino. There is one thing I know I'll never drive I-4 again. What a freaking mess.
Oh, no kidding.
All kinds of work plus stupid
They're
drivers.
They're always working on I-4 and they never finish.
Been doing it for as long as I've lived in Florida. Still listening on the K-Rock site. You guys are the best sign, The Guardian. Where's there a casino near Casadega, Rob? Hold on. Yes?
There is the Daytona Beach Racing and Card Club, the Orange City Racing and Card Club, and the Jackpot Saloon.
There it is, the Jackpot Saloon. He's got to be going to Tampa. It's got to be.
I would think we would know if there was a casino.
Name That Movie is next. You could get Welcome to Rockville tickets, maybe Everblades tickets, maybe Pewter Mug. Who knows? You got to know the movie. Stan and Haney.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news, about 30 minutes away. We're going to get you updated on traffic, and then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie for prizes. First person to identify the film, and you haven't won anything in the last 60 days, we'll get yourself a prize. I'll go over that in a second. But right now, we want to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we got a few things on the board. Two in Fort Myers, crash. 16,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the American Outdoors. And also in Fort Myers, a crash, 6 Mile Cypress Parkway and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. And then in Lehigh Acres, got a crash, Arthur Avenue and Homestead Road South. And you are up to date.
I'm happy for Arthur.
Yeah, me too.
He deserves it.
Name That Movie. Today's theme... Scenes in a restaurant. I had fun putting this one together because there's a lot to choose from.
And I hope you have...
Well, I don't know.
You better.
But I've got a few, and there was several I had to leave out.
Well, you know, there's one that has to be there.
Write it down and tell me what you think it is. Here.
I don't have a pen.
Here's a pen. Write it down and tell me, and I'll tell you if I have it. If you answer correctly, you will have your choice of the following prizes while they last. I have a pair of tickets to Welcome to Rockville. That's going to be May 8th through the 10th. Yes, but there are several. There are several. And I had to choose one, but yes, that is represented.
And?
Welcome to Rockville, May 8th through the 10th. Daytona International Speedway, Metallica headlining. No. No.
Oh, man.
You'll know it when you get there.
Not that one, though?
No.
With the whole Mr. Pink, Mr.
No.
Why do I got to be Mr. Pink?
No. Not there.
Aww.
We have the Everblades are back in action at Hertz Arena. Another great season. Another great night out of going to see hockey.
Old-time hockey.
We have your choice of an upcoming Everblades game if you'd like a pair of tickets to go see the Blades. We also have $50 to the pewter mug. Restaurant scenes, your job is to name the movie. This one I started out with because it might be the hardest out of them all. The rest, they're all easy. This might be the trickiest. Your job, name the movie. It's restaurant scenes. Let's play the first clip.
There she is, the wonderful lady. Right? Personality plus all the time. Every time I come in here, nothing but smiles for me.
Whatever.
I'm ready to eat. Here it is. Dinner at the Apollo. Me and you.
See that? He's being funny.
Whatever. I don't have to be liked to everyone. Some people don't like me. I don't like certain people. Darling, I think everything looks absolutely wonderful tonight. Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here? You know what, Matt? You were off your ass tonight.
Where did you learn to do all your stuff, man? A twirly whirly. Jackknife, shut up. I took a ballroom class with Michelle. And she's the only one I dance with till tonight. That Lorraine is good, though.
You are definitely good. Did you see how she was vibing you tonight?
Sorry, ma'am.
You know what? You probably could have hit that if you didn't have to take us home.
Definitely.
Not like that. Give me that mic. I think she liked you.
I know she liked
really
you.
Shut
up, okay? I know she liked me. I just didn't want to do anything tonight.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? Honestly, you should probably wait 3 days before you
don't have to wait 3 days.
You know what? Okay, you should wait 2 days.
You know what? You know what? I have it under control, okay?
He has it under control.
Oh, I guess we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Our little baby's all grows up. You know what?
Shut up. Come on.
No, no. Our little baby's all grows up.
Why do you have to? Gee, why do you have to?
I'm not even hungry. I couldn't touch it.
Why do you have to? A major production every time we go out and embarrass me. You know what?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, that's what all I...
Our little boy is all grows up tonight. You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, I did that. Is this a production for you? Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
Name the movie, 277-9600. Win yourself a prize. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Justin.
Justin, can you name the movie?
Swingers.
It is Swingers. You are absolutely correct. Nice job. What would you like?
Awesome. Let's do Pewter Mug.
You got it. Pewter Mug, $50. Hold on. Great place. That's what I love, this one. I love all these. Restaurant. Restaurant scenes in movies. Name this movie.
What's the old 96er?
Oh, that's our world-famous Paul Bunyan's Blue Ox Steak. It is a 96-ounce prime-aged beef steak. And if you or any member of your party orders...
I think that just about does it.
He's not done yet.
Well, he may take a little while with that last bite, but it'll go down.
That ain't the last bite.
Well, sure it is. There's nothing on that plate but gristle and fat.
Double the bet.
You got me.
No problem. Listen, if I can get a dessert down, I'm... Think you could throw in a couple of Paul Bunyan hats for the kids?
Name the movie. Great movie. Great scene. Name the movie. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, can you name the movie?
The Great Outdoors.
It is The Great Outdoors. You better believe it, John Candy, Dan Aykroyd.
What, 96 ounce.
Yep. What would you like?
You weren't giving away tickets to that Metallica show already, were you?
Yeah, I am. I got a pair of tickets to Welcome to Rockville.
Absolutely.
Done. They're yours.
Oh, great.
Hold on. Yeah, it's that easy. There goes that. I got Everblades now, and I've got Pewter Mug. Restaurant scenes. Name the movie.
Hi, I'd like some breakfast. We stopped serving breakfast. I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I still call my boss Mr. I worked for him for 7.5 years, but I walk in here all of a sudden, total stranger, and I'm calling you Rick and Sheila like we're in some kind of AA meeting. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
Well, you can call me Miss Folsom if you want to.
Sheila, we stopped serving breakfast at 11:30. Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right? Yeah. Yeah, well, here I am, the customer. That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu. I don't want lunch. I want breakfast. Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Get good!
Let us get organized! Calm down.
It doesn't get any better after that. 277-9600. Name and that movie.
Who among us hasn't felt that way?
I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Tom from Naples.
Tom, can you name the movie?
Yeah, Falling Down.
It is Falling Down. With Michael Douglas.
Just having a bad day.
Just a bad day. He didn't want all this to go this way. I've got Pewter Mug, or I have Everblades.
Love the Pewter Mug. Can I do Everblades this time?
You want absolutely, you can do Everblades this time. You say this time, have you won anything in the last 60 days?
Well, let me explain. I did, but you hung up on me.
Oh, well, then I'm not hanging up on you now, but we have ways of finding this out. If you did get something before.
Did you just say
we have ways? You're darn right we do. This is, you know what? This is no longer family fun time here. We're a business. Hold on. Trust me. You know what? Go down the hallway and deal with Morgan. It's like, it's like Gestapo.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. We're up to movie clip. Number four, these are restaurant scenes. Your job, name the movie. Let's try movie clip number four and tell us the movie.
Boy, there's a tie out here. Look that way because you're up there.
No.
Mike, it's Mark.
Hey, what happened to your date?
It's happening right now. Everything's fine except I left my wallet at home.
Does he go home and get it?
No, I can't. I'm here. The food's coming in, everything. Look. Could you do me a favor? Just borrow your mom's car, drive to my house, get my wallet, and bring it back here.
Eesh, I'm really kind of busy, Rat.
Look, just do me this one favor. I swear I won't ask you for anything again in this lifetime or any other, but just please do this for me.
All right, but you owe me for this one.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
There's nothing else I can bring you. Do you want another Coke?
Okay.
Oh.
Two more Cokes?
Two more Cokes.
Hey, Mark.
Mike.
Is that you?
Yeah, hi.
You come here? Yeah, I come for the strudel. It's great.
Hey, listen, I found your wallet the other day. Want it back?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking for this. Oh, Mike, you don't know Stacy Hamilton. Stacy, this is Mike DeMolle.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
See you later.
Right. Gotta be going. See you later.
You wanna go?
Yeah.
Name the movie. That whole movie's good.
You don't say.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Troy.
Troy, can you name the movie?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It sure is. It sure is. What would you like?
I just called him. I'm a little late. What do you got left?
I got Everblades. I've got Pewter Mug.
Pewter Mug.
Done. Hold on. Last one. We save the easiest for last so you can say you won a prize. The theme today has been scenes in a restaurant. Your job for the final time today is to name the movie. Here you go.
What do you think?
I think it's like a wax museum with a pulse.
Hi, I'm Buddy. What can I get you?
Let's see, steak. Oh, yeah, oh, this Douglas Sirk steak. Have that.
How do you want that cooked? Burnt to a crisp or bloody as hell?
Bloody as hell, and oh, yeah, look at this. Vanilla Coke.
What about you, Peggy Sue?
I'll have the Durward Kirby burger, bloody, and a $5 shake.
How do you want that shake? Martin and Lewis or Amos and Andy?
Martin and Lewis.
Did you just order a $5 shake?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shake. That's milk and ice cream.
Last I heard.
That's $5. You don't put bourbon in or nothing?
No.
Just checking.
I'll be right back with your drinks.
Just checking.
277-9600.
She'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's
yes,
tail.
She will. Wrong number.
You talking to me? In a...
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Mark from Naples.
Hey, Mark from Naples. Name the movie.
What is Pulp Fiction?
That would be correct.
I was surprised you didn't go with Honey Bunny.
There were so many to choose from.
Oh, that's a great movie to get a little messed up and watch that late at night.
What would you like?
If you got some Pewter Mug, that'd be awesome.
Done. Hold on. There
that's
you go.
One of those movies you never forget the first time you watch that movie. I don't know how many times the first time watching it that I went, oh, God.
Can always do another edition. We'll have something next week.
Yeah, there will be something next week.
Yes, there will be, and you're about ready to tell us as you outro me.
And that concludes Stan's look at restaurant scenes. Tune in next week when Stan presents Restaurant Scenes Part 2, the ones that didn't fit this week. Things like When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Indeed.
The great Milton Friedman, who had it down. Wake up, people. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. So stop thinking about handouts, Dave. That's all I'm telling you.
That's
stop
all good, man. I'm not.
Stop thinking about
your
handouts. We're going to get you updated on traffic here.
He's a good
here.
Boy.
Sure
doing
he is. Good, man.
Yeah.
Showing up to work.
Yeah, as long as you're not on the
dog track side
of town.
I'm not on the dog track side of town. What are you saying?
Are
like,
you?
I like seedy parts of the town. Is that what you're saying?
It's just long.
Huh?
Can Haney and I do a live commercial?
Sorry, bro. Rock and roll.
You know, the certain companies ask us to do this, and we oblige. And when we do that, we ask you to sit back.
He's already said sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Stop talking. Zipping.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
It's a zip. Ping.
Yep. So when we're doing this, that means you be quiet.
Do you want him to say sorry, bra, again?
Nope. Not necessary. And stop making little guttural noises, too.
He can't help it because his lips are zipped.
You know what? Do I have to ask you to go outside? Do I have to? Can you be quiet while Haney and I do a commercial?
He wants to hear a pin drop, Dave. All right. He's not all right. We got to hurry through this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because he can't stay quiet that long. It'll hurt him.
Let's talk about Xfinity that might be in your home. The internet, for example. You need it almost every minute of the day because you've got things to stream, emails to reply to.
I got games to play, dude.
You're darn right. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster.
Yeah, and when I get down to business, means legendary loot.
Yep. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security, so all of your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network.
Get off my yard.
Set curfews with parental controls for the kids and guys that won't get off the video games. Pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time.
That, my friend, is life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome.
Now get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months, plus add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
Now you can talk, Dave. Thank God, that was tough. Yeah.
You didn't have to hold your breath the whole time. You just didn't. You weren't supposed to talk.
Got to get all the purple face.
Yeah, he was holding his breath. Why'd you do that?
Because, man, my mouth just wants to run.
Yeah, your mouth just wants to run.
He can't help that.
You know, but we're in the radio business, radio business runs on commercials.
Mm-hmm. I know. Got to pay the bills, bro. I know.
Then shut up.
I'm trying.
You know what? He has things to contribute.
Yeah. Like
this.
Yeah. I'm living it, man.
What have you seen, Dave? What's new?
What's new? Not a whole lot, man. Just kinda,
see, not a whole
he
lot.
He found out what K-pop was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I found out what K-pop was yesterday. I didn't know it was a Korean pop.
And Haney just showed you the story of the girl with two private parts.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Did you see that they did a penis transplant?
What?
Successfully?
Yes, and it's no joke. Because this guy was over in Afghanistan serving his country, and with those IEDs,
blew it off.
Even if you've got, you know, all your chest protection and all the armor you can wear, it's coming up at you. And I didn't know, but they said that this has affected a lot of people.
Did they reconstruct or transplant?
They did a transplant. The guy lost both of his legs, and his private parts were destroyed.
Yeah.
And so what they did is they found a suitable donor.
Right.
And they did work on him ahead of time to have all the pipes in order.
I'll take the 7.5.
And what they do is on the donor, they remove the testicles.
Yeah.
Because that's a big ethical thing, because if he impregnated somebody, it wouldn't be his kid.
Right.
But other than that, you know, if you're this kid, I think he was like 25, and you have something like that happen to you.
Yeah.
The whole rest of your life.
Yep.
And they say that it works in all ways. And you're a guy in your 20s and that happens to you, he is ecstatic.
That's self-worth, self-esteem.
And they ask him, they said, well, what is the biggest impact on this for you? And this brings it down, if you're a guy, brings it down to a very relatable level. And keep in mind, he lost both his legs and has learned to walk on prosthetics.
Uh-huh.
He said, the biggest thing, honestly, is that I can stand to pee again.
Yep. Unlike Dave, who sits to pee, and even though everything's okay.
But
you
I just thought,
sick man.
You know what? It's an easy thing to laugh about and all that. But when I started reading the story, it's like, it's funny.
Important.
It may be funny if it's happening to somebody else and it's abstract, but to this guy,
it's all the world. Dave wipes from back to front.
What is your problem, bro? God, you are
North,
sick,
Northport, Northport Myers got a crash. 13,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue, right by the Big Lots.
Why would you say that?
And a crash, Fort Myers, Cypress Lake Drive, and South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Costco.
See, Dave reads. I bet he can even come up with another one. What else did you read today?
About the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Judas Priest, their second go-around for induction. Motorhead's first.
They've been nominated.
Biggie Smalls.
Doesn't mean they're in.
No, but he told me about this, and I can't believe you've got bands like Judas Priest and Thin Lizzy that can't get in, but they're nominating Notorious B.I.G. and Dave effing Matthews. Yep.
Yeah, and you know who else hasn't gotten in, and they're nominated again? Doobie Brothers.
Yep, MC5.
They're not in. Mark Haney in the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
Hey.
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most...
We're on the back half of it. We're on the back half. Tired of it yet?
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, October 15th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know, we're always looking for things that that Dave can do. Whether it be, eating contest or vomiting contest.
Yeah, right. Drinking your own vomit contest.
Well, he's done that twice now.
Champion.
And he's embarrassed that he wipes from front back to front.
What the?
So maybe here's something that we can work on with Dave.
What?
This is what they tell me, that this is true. If you yelled at a cup of coffee for 8 years straight, you would produce enough energy to heat it.
There you go, Dave.
Really?
We'll put the clock on you.
If you yell at a cup of coffee for 8 years straight, you'll heat it up.
All right.
There you go. Right on.
Find that cup.
How are we doing with Instagram? Let me just see. I think we're really gaining.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have as many as El Camino does.
Hell no.
What are we up to now?
You will, though.
381. I want to get to 400 by the end of the newscast. 381. I want to get to 400. Stan and Haney, 96K on Instagram. I'd like to get to 400 by the end of the newscast. Follow us because we got the digital people climbing our ass.
You know, oftentimes we explain to you that in life, it never ends. But at the same time, it's never too late. Are you familiar with J.D. Salinger?
Yeah. Author, Catcher in the Rye.
Yep. Became
disappeared.
Became a famous author and then a recluse. That's my goal. And I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, you're pretty damn close.
I'm working on it. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? But there's obligations.
And there were obligations for J.D. Salinger as well. Before he lived the dream of being a famous author and recluse, he had the same job as Julie McCoy. He was a cruise director.
Wow.
So it's never too late.
Yep.
You know what? You should think, Dave, if you ever want to break out on your own.
Right.
I
don't think he's ready for that. Okay, let's not push him. He's doing very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Get a job on a cruise ship.
That's all right.
Yeah, there's plenty of jobs. Remember Steve Luba?
Yeah, sports Steve Luba. Wanted to be a sports guy.
Yeah, and couldn't make it.
I've never known a guy that wanted to be a sports guy that's ever made it.
No, he didn't make it. You know what he got? He went and said, screw this. I'm going to go and apply for a job on the cruise lines. Worked there for years.
You know what? When I think about it, all the guys that we've seen in this business that wanted to be sports guys, we've done far more in sports than they ever did.
Yeah.
And that's not even our gig.
Nope.
Here's some perspective. Johnny Depp was divorced from his first wife, Lori Ann Allison, in 1985. That would be a full year before his second wife, Amber Heard, was born.
Okay.
Takes time. Okay? You just got to wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you recall this, Stan, but there was an organization called BAD in the 80s, modeled after Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
But this one was called BAD.
Do not remember it.
It stood for Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, there was a lot of fear about that game.
It was an organization for parents who firmly believed Dungeons and Dragons was evil, satanic, and corrupting their children.
Yep.
Impulse shopping.
I've been the victim.
How much would you say the average American spends annually on impulse buys?
$500 a year.
The average American now spends $2,429 a year on impulse purchases. That's just over $200 a month. And no, you can't blame the checkout line anymore. About half of it is purchased online on Amazon. The most common impulse purchases we make: food, shoes, drinking at the bar. Oh, yeah. We just got back from Las Vegas.
Yeah, man.
You go to the bar and think, oh, I'll have a drink. And here comes the tab. I guess I had more than a drink. Or, this being Vegas, I just enjoyed a $12 iced tea.
Does Dave expect special treatment just because he shows up to work?
What?
That's what somebody's asking. He wants praise. He talked about how he had to work a whole 3 days last week.
Man.
That was a nightmare, huh?
I'm telling you.
And then Tight Shirt Tony came in here and he said, well, what's your problem, man? You're always exhausted. And Dave said, I had to work 3 days last week.
I worked 3 days last week, man. It damn near killed me.
Jeez.
Now, 76% of Americans regret those impulse buys.
Not me.
And they say it takes an average of about 9 hours before we wise up and realize we did something stupid.
Take it back.
Well, you can't return a burrito.
Nope, you sure can't.
Although, I bet Dave could.
Yep.
This is unacceptable.
I'll get him to take it back.
Look at this.
Yep.
You expect me to eat this?
What is this?
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
I'll bet whoever said all you need is love, but a little jewelry never hurt anybody, might know Jason and Todd at the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Jason and Todd offer more than just a little bit of jewelry at the Diamond District. They have the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds in Southwest Florida, and they are one of the number one Forevermark diamond dealers in North America. From now to the end of October, Jason and Todd are offering you 27% off diamond stud earrings and stunning fashionable diamond earrings. Elegant inside-out diamond hoops, 27% off. Sweet diamond dangles, 27% off. All diamond stud earrings
earrings 27% off. The Diamond District has nearly 1,000 pair of diamond earrings to choose from. Visit Jason and Todd today and see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. You simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Just got to say Bill, and then I got, they'll tell you, I did another texter.
Bill?
said, you're mistaken about Dave. He wipes back into the left.
Back and to his left. Back and to the left.
That's how he wipes. Back into the left.
Back and to his left.
All right, I know I said Bill.
Yes, you did.
Producer's note, I hope we have pictures for these.
Oh, I hope so too. But don't show me until I have to see them.
Yeah, don't show him as I'm doing this.
I'll look away. Do what you got to do, and then I'll look.
There is a 26-year-old woman named Lin Su Ting from Taiwan. She was on vacation in the Philippines last week with her boyfriend. And they thought it would be a great idea for her to, well, stretch out on the beach in her tiny bikini.
Sure, a little sunbathing.
This would be the sort of suit we would say that covers the bare minimum.
Right. The V, the two dots and the smile.
Now, in their defense, the hotel staff advised her not to wear it again. Right. She wore it again.
Just don't make the same, and she'd wore it again.
And when she didn't listen and they saw her parading down to the beach,
yeah,
they called the police. And she was arrested for lewdness.
In the Philippines?
Yes. That carries a fine of around $48. A state-run news agency says Lynn and her boyfriend said the bikini was a form of art and, quote, quite normal in our country.
What country was they from? Were they from?
Taiwan.
All right, can I look now?
But you can look, but don't say anything about Taiwan unless you're going to say that it's part of communist China and right. Under their rule.
Right. My name's not LeBron James. Let me see.
Hold on.
Zoom in there.
That is perfectly acceptable
There's
to me.
Nothing, I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, dial that in.
Why don't you back off?
Yeah, you do need to dial it in, though.
Oh, look at that. From the
there you go. Oh, yeah.
What is it?
I don't see a problem here.
No.
I don't see a problem.
If we could see a properly zoomed in shot.
For crying out loud.
Somebody took some terrible photos.
Yeah, my girlfriend used to wear stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, nothing.
Yeah, you were there, Dave.
Yeah, man, nothing inappropriate there, huh?
Well, I wouldn't fly on Fort Myers Beach. Way too much anal cleavage.
Oh, that'll get you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. Nothing.
In the Philippines, man.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, that was pleasant.
Yeah, it was.
Hope you enjoyed it.
What do you mean?
A 37-year-old woman
here we go.
Named Leanne Thomas from Milford Haven, Wales, arrived home drunk a few months back.
Jeez.
And couldn't help but notice that her neighbor was watching her stumble about. So, drunkenly, Anne did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Leaned over the fence to yell at the neighbor for staring at her stumbling around. And for reasons known only to Leanne, she was completely topless at the time. According to the prosecutor, quote, her breasts were fully exposed and hanging over the fence.
Hangover.
And that's when it went from bad to worse. The breast hanging akimbo over the fence.
Like a couple of speed bags in the gym.
And that's when the family dog spotted her and began jumping up and licking at the woman.
Yep. Can I look?
Leanne responded by yelling out random racial slurs during her meltdown.
Sure she did.
So she was charged with a bonus of racially aggravated harassment. She was hit with about $525 in fines and court costs for her fun day out.
Nope, no picture on that one.
That's for the best.
Oh, really?
Well, when the prosecutor tells you they're hanging over the fence.
Picture of the dog.
Probably already hit with the ugly stick, too.
There it is, looking through the fence.
Damn dog. Probably scarred that dog for life.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, October 15th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am the best, there is no doubt.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Then that a small dog got involved.
Yep.
Jumping and licking.
Yeah, and that attracted other dogs, and then it attracted insects. What a mess. What a mess. Hanging him right over there. Like a couple of...
I see you looking. What do you want, some of this?
Sacks of onions.
No, but me dog does.
For 10 glorious weeks in October, the weather in Cape Coral starts to cool up. A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Boy, did LeBron screw the pitch.
Yeah, they're burning his jerseys and all that stuff. Where'd Dave go?
Last time I saw him, he was outside walking around in circles.
Oh, I wanted to let him know, big week for him. My mother-in-law is coming into town tomorrow, and he wants to go with her to Oktoberfest.
Yeah, he hit on her at your wedding.
Yeah, I know. Your wife's mother? Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know. He found her attractive.
You know what? That's fine, but just because you find somebody attractive, I mean, you know... It's like Hunter Biden banging his dead brother's wife.
Yeah,
you
I know,
don't
but
do
like, there's no blood with Dave.
You're saying you wouldn't mind it?
Look.
You don't see the complications there?
I see plenty of complications. But there's nothing wrong if the two of them wanted to go out on a date or something.
But you know what? I got all the admiration in the world for you, because I know that's difficult, especially being, you know, newlyweds and...
Yeah.
You know, now you've got your mother-in-law staying with you. It's cramped quarters, and good for you.
No, you're a good man.
She's opening your home to your mother-in-law.
She's staying at a motel.
Oh,
don't worry,
my wife.
Yeah, it's clean.
I see.
It's a clean, respectable place. And what would happen though? How would that work? If and I'm not saying it would, but if Dave.
Woo! Get used to calling him daddy.
It's been a long time.
Let's see.
Giving your wife a speech.
Yeah.
I'm not here to replace your father.
No, he's not. You and I both know her dad. Crash. North Fort Myers. Mile marker 143 at I-75 northbound. Lehigh Acres crash, the 1000 Jaguar Boulevard, and one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. Crash, Rosemary Drive and Old 41 Road.
Well, enjoy visiting with your mother-in-law.
Thank you. That's tomorrow. Rob's show will be up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
The rock stars, that's what I want to be. Everybody's like, you have the greatest job. I'm like, no way, rock stars. That's where it's, like when I'm done, I say thanks a lot, good night, that's it. What do rock stars do? They trash the stage, break their instruments. I don't care how juvenile you think that is, you're wrong. That is so cool. You know, how much better would your job be if at the end of the day, when you were wrapping up, huh? You're on some computer, just got to do this application here, then I'm out of here for the weekend. Nobody rocks like C++. That'd be pretty cool. I don't mean to imply that all musicians do that either. It's only rock stars, right? Like, you never see the Philharmonic Orchestra wrap up a set and some fat broad with a harp jumps up. Free Tibet! I'm just guessing that beer cause.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Local beat. Local. You follow me on this one. Please follow me.
Shouldn't we call this something along the lines of things you wish you didn't know?
Yeah.
I don't know that you should do these stories.
Things you shouldn't do. This Cape Coral, right around the corner from Dave's house, right down the street from Rob's place. This comes to us from the Fort Myers News Press. Headline. Cape Coral man found naked with hammer after allegedly damaging Lee County business. A Cape Coral man found naked inside a Lee County business is facing multiple charges after being accused of using a forklift and a hammer to wreak havoc before taking a shower on Friday. So he afterwards he showered up. 24-year-old Joseph Bianic was confronted by an employee at United Plumbing on Youngquist Road who called the Lee County Sheriff's Office shortly after 2 a.m. on Friday. The bewitching hour. I think that's 3 a.m.
when the fun starts?
Yeah. The employee told deputies he was working late in the warehouse and went to investigate a noise when he found Bienick standing naked and holding a hammer. The employee told deputies that Bienick did not threaten him and he did not fear for his life. Look at the video.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Deputies arrived and found Bienick.
No, you don't do that.
Partially still naked.
Oh, for Christ.
With the hammer and his wallet and phone and clothing inside a bathroom. And then he went and showered up.
What the?
Hold on. Surveillance video showed Bienick entering the United Plumbing warehouse, removing a golf cart and parking the cart at the front of...
Well, at least he's got gloves on.
At the front of nearby iMold Water and Damage and Mold Restoration. The video shows him entering United Plumbing's warehouse and taking a forklift that he used to drive into a fence at iMold, creating an opening.
Video, I see an opening.
The video, right there, the old one eye. The video shows Bienick entering iMold property and smashing windows on several trucks, building doors, and a window. He is also seen using a hammer to smash a front door of the business. After returning to United Plumbing, the video showed a Bienick entering a restroom, removing his clothes, and taking a shower. After showering, he exited the office and confronted a United Plumbing worker. Video also showed Binnick donning a blue polo shirt imprinted with the name United Plumbing. Damaged.
That's good publicity.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Get the name out any way you can. Damage to the building and equipment was placed at more than $1,000. Binnick was released Sunday on $26,500 bond and faces two charges of burglary and charges of resisting arrest, larceny, and criminal mischief. He will be arraigned on November 11th. Does anybody know this guy up in Cape Coral? Everybody knows everybody in Cape Coral. Good guy, Joe Bienick.
Surprised he doesn't work for us.
Yeah, that's so much like a K-Rock part-timer.
Yep.
That's incredible. And they got video of him. It's not like, you know, you're not going to find out who you are and what you did. You got a complete footage of everything he did.
How is that? How does that happen, Stan?
I don't know. I don't know if he had a beef with the company. Didn't specify in the story. Look at him. And I don't even think he has a clean pair of drawers on.
He very calmly walks in there, takes off all his clothes.
There he goes into the bathroom. He's going to go shower up. This is at 2 a.m. in the morning. All right, we got to take
and
a break.
We got no idea what.
No, it didn't say in the story if he had a beef.
That's poor reporting.
I mean, the reason for his doing it. I don't think it said why he did it. Multiple charges.
Got to remember all the W's. We need a why.
What, when, where, and why.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.